This is one of a series of six oversized pictures that Miro made in 1930, all on white grounds. It's on a scale that's traditionally reserved for paintings of saints, for history paintings, for things that are meant to be seen from a distance. And instead, Miro uses this scale to make these pictures that more frequently than not skirt failure in every possible way. Up at top, there are these two spherical areas. And on the left, a white impastoed melange, paint, gesso, possibly plaster, mixed together to create this kind of dense, textured, cloud-like area. And then it's as though Miro sets out to create a similar shape and similar types of gestures, but with charcoal and with black paint. As you proceed down the picture, you notice that it's one that rather defiantly and definitively doesn't add up. There's a figural form, and at left you see the profile of a face, and then these breast-like forms, and what appears to be buttocks and a leg over at the right-hand side. But it's almost as though Miro decided to take a picture apart completely and just leave the elements scattered for us to try and put back together again. This picture was made at the height of Miro's contemptuous calls for the death of painting, and I think that in this work there is an anger and a rage and a desire to try to make works that are more often than not willfully ugly, that are off-putting, that very definitively separate painting out from anything that might be dismissed as being a mere commodity product or in service to the market.
Conservator Jim Coddington describes how this painting has aged over time.
One of the things that you see in this painting is a bright yellow that seems to be essentially part of the composition because it follows many of the drawn forms. But in fact, this yellow is the result of the discoloration of a material that Miro used to fix the charcoal. In the case of this painting, this sprayed fixative has discolored to this rather bright and strong yellow, but when it was applied, it would have been transparent. It was not actually visible to Miro at the time that he applied it, the way it is to us now.